This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. This summer, dozens of mosquitoes in testing sites across North Texas have turned up positive for West Nile virus. It's nothing like the record year of 2012, when 89 people died across Texas. So far, only 2 human cases of the virus have been reported here in North Texas. So what can we expect the next few months? Turns out those record downpours the last few months might have helped keep down the number of West Nile cases.
They kept down the mosquitoes that carry the West Nile virus, but of course they increased the number of mosquitoes we had, so it was kind of a trade-off.
James Kennedy is a professor of biology at the University of North Texas. He helps the city of Denton with West Nile testing. To understand why there were more mosquitoes but fewer carrying the virus, you have to understand that mosquitoes have personalities too. Kennedy explains there are about 40 different types of mosquitoes in North Texas. Yep, 40. And each likes to breed in different environments. Some have a thing for containers.
Flower pots, those sorts of things. Other mosquitoes are floodwater mosquitoes. They like to breed in streams when they overbank or in puddles of water that form after heavy rains. So earlier this summer, we had primarily floodwater mosquitoes dominated all of our collections. And those floodwater mosquitoes are mosquitoes that do not carry West Nile virus.
Now that things have dried out, we're starting to see more of the other mosquitoes, the ones that carry West Nile virus. So what can we expect? Kennedy says there are a few scenarios that could play out.
We've seen in some years in the past, as the temperatures got very high, where we started average temperatures over 100 degrees, that the incidence of West Nile virus would decline over time. Because the temperature got too warm, we think, for the virus to propagate within the mosquito itself.
And with weeks of 100-plus degree temperatures predicted, it could be harder on mosquitoes than it is for us. If the triple-digit weather eases, the virus could make a comeback.
And the West Nile virus continues to replicate within the mosquitoes and ultimately gets passed off to humans.
He's not really wild about either scenario. Whatever temperatures may be, health officials are advising all residents to take precautions by using DEET-based insect repellent when outside and emptying standing water from outdoor containers, those spots where mosquitoes like to breed. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.